It's 65 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Killing to protect property is on its way to being permitted in Tennessee. Lawmakers in both chambers have approved a bill that expands the use of deadly force. Currently, it's permitted only in cases of self-defense. With the proposals passing, lawmakers are allowing it to protect against burglary, arson, robbery, or aggravated cruelty of animals. Proponents of the bill, like Representative Justin Jones, say they fear a, quote, shoot-first mentality.
What we're encouraging is vigilante-style violence. We're encouraging escalation. There's been multiple instances. People like Trayvon Martin, who had a Skittles and an iced tea, was killed by a neighborhood watchman who saw he was a threat. People like Ahmaud Arbery, who were jogging and were killed because these men thought he was in the wrong neighborhood. This is about life or death.
The bill was amended from its earlier form, which permitted deadly force in cases of trespassing. Advocates had expressed concern that this could impact homeless populations or even people turning into the wrong driveway. If signed by the governor, the bill would go into effect in July. Williamson County's ambulance service is struggling financially, and county officials are considering service cuts. Williamson Health, a private company that runs a hospital, offers the ambulance service. The county partners in an annual contract, which usually runs about $8 million. The contractor is asking for a hike, an extra $5 million, according on that comes from News Channel 5. That's partly because Medicare and Medicaid programs like 10Care pay so little. They often don't cover costs. County Mayor Roger Sanderson says about half of the service calls are Spring Hill residents who technically live in Maury County. He says maybe Williamson County should serve only its own people. The county commission is also considering a new tax to pay for ambulance services. Well, the Tennessee Titans made quick work of their first pick in the NFL draft last night, announcing a selection almost as soon as their turn came up. They went for bolstering the offense with Ohio State wide receiver Carnell Tate. Thanks to a trade with the Buffalo Bills, the Titans were able to pick again before the first round was over, choosing defensive player Keldrick Falk from Auburn. The Titans are hoping to substantially rebuild after several disappointing seasons. Going into the coming season, there's a new head coach, Robert Saleh. And last month, after the window opened for free agency negotiations, the Titans spent more than any other in the league on hiring veteran players away from other teams. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.